Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Greetings, listener dear! I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
And I am Matthew, and welcome to another exciting episode, in fact, the penultimate episode of the year of Flatshare Slamdown.
What?
Yeah.
2023, we hardly knew ye.
Yeah, it's flown by.
One of the faster years? Yeah, one of the faster years.
Well, this is what happens, isn't it? This
year.
This is what happens.
The hottest... The hottest on record, the fastest on record.
Yeah, it's really,
and
zipped by. Yes.
Can I shock you?
Yep.
The best on record.
Yeah, it's been I think you look around the world and you think, this is the best the world has ever been. That's what
a good year, man, a good year. It's got its naysayers, granted, but you know.
It's got its knockers, certainly, but no, I believe this to be the best year that the world has ever produced. And I believe this to be the best podcast the world has ever produced. So congratulations for listening to it. It's a real corker, this. This is a real treat. Some of you may know there was a little bit of argy-bargy to and fro about our... that we recorded two episodes a couple of months ago. This episode and our Christmas episode. Now, this was originally going to be Ellis James and Izzy Sooty together.
I believe they know each other.
Ellis had something else to do that night. Rather last minute, he decided he wanted to do something else instead, which was, of course, go off and perform with the Off Menu guys, our pals over at Off Menu. I don't know why he was so enticed by the prospect of appearing at the Royal Albert Hall. But, you know,
strange.
Different strokes for different folks, isn't it?
Very strange.
So Eureka, who was doing the Christmas show, swapped over. And so it's Izzy Sooty and Eureka Catani on this one. And then the next episode is Ellis James and Angela Barnes for the Christmas episode. So that's basically all you need to know of the backstory. And the great thing was, Izzy is always willing to throw Ellis under the bus. Very comfortable with that. Very happy.
Ellis is quite comfortable throwing himself under the bus.
That's very true.
Ellis is quite comfortable driving the bus and throwing himself under it.
Brian Harvey style. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely right. So anyway, yeah, so this is the episode. Enjoy it. What is it, you absolute fucker?
You are an absolute fucker, actually. We talk about it often.
Yes, I've been on the Discord. Now, it's very nearly election day, you two. So
what?
Yes, I know. What day is it, young man?
It's nearly election day.
So one of you two rotten boroughs has got to register to vote.
It's not going to be me, Matthew. I find it so confusing. I always get those like cards to the post telling me to register. But every time I talk to the police, they insist I'm on the register.
Wow. Whoa, baby.
Whoa, baby, indeed. Tom, help us out here.
It's not going to be me. I've got a bad relationship with politics. Back in the day, I organised a red letter day for Margaret Thatcher to go and make butter.
Oh, yeah?
But it turns out the lady's not for churning.
Oh, Tom.
I mean,
that's absolute.
I assume most of the booing is for Thatcher, actually. Yeah.
Listen. I'm with you on that one. I can't believe it's not better.
Well, there's only one way to settle this. We're going to have a Flatshare Slamdown!
Flatshare Slamdown!
Flatshare Slamdown! Flatshare Slamdown!
Flatshare
Slamdown! And a Flatshare Slamdown!
Fix it in post.
We'll fix that in post. Of course we will. Hello and welcome to Flatshare Slamdown, the panel show that says, now I know why you'll be loving this shit right here. P-A-P-P-Y-S, Pappies is right here. People in the house, put them hands in the air, because if you don't care, then we don't care. 1, 2, 3 times 2 to the 6. Jonesy for your fix of the Pappies mix.
So where the fuck you at, punk? Shut the fuck up and back the fuck up while we fuck this track up. I move in, I move out. Hands up, now hands down. Back up. Tell me what you're going to do now. Breathe in, now breathe out. Hands up, now hands down. Back up. Tell me what you're going to do now. Keep polling, 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 polling. Keep polling, 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 polling. Keep polling, 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 polling. Keep polling, polling, polling. Station. I'm the host and landlord, Matthew Crosby. Don't worry, man.
We'll fix it in post.
We'll fix it in post. It's going to be fixed in post.
No, I was down to the last two for Limp Bizkit.
I know you were. Yeah.
Yummy. Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, it was very nearly me.
On the day, you were just a little too rigid for them, weren't you?
For the post.
I'm the host and landlord, Matthew Crosby. Let's meet my backbenchers. It's Tom Parry and, of course, Benedict Connor.
Order.
But you can't register. You cannot register to vote on your own. Order.
Order.
You cannot register to vote on your own.
Speaking of order, what would Ellis James like to order? In the Dream Restaurant tonight, live at the Royal Albert Hall. We'll fix it in post.
Tom.
Yeah.
Tom, who have you brought with you this week to hold your fake ID?
Bad news, the Jamboree's in danger.
No way.
They change its name.
The Jamboree.
The Jamboree. That's the Black Country way of having a Jamboree. You're going to come to the Jamboree.
It's like another language, this, isn't it? Yeah. It really is. Yeah, just looking at Yuriko's face going, I don't think he follows a second of this, have you? Absolute fucking nonsense.
Yes.
But don't worry. No. I invited someone to save it. It's Yuriko Catani.
Yuriko Catani is here.
Yes. Hello, Yuriko.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. Now, tell me, what kind of a person, Yuriko, are you to live with?
I'm confused. I'm very confused.
Can I ask, are you confused to live with, or are you confused about the question?
Or are you confused by the podcast?
About flat sharing. Yes. And can I ask questions to everybody?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay. It's about washing machine.
Yeah.
Okay, so if I want to use a washing machine, but...
You can't use mine, I'm afraid. No, sorry.
Damn it. And then if my flatmate's has been used the washing machine, but it's finished, but when the clothes are still there, what do I do?
Whoa, do we have the time to solve this? This genuine beef.
What do you do?
Yes. Do I wait?
What do you do?
Confused.
Yeah.
And then that's me. That's a type of flatmate I am.
Well, there are two ways to deal with it. Well, there are three ways to deal with it. Four if you burn the house down, but we don't do that one now. So there's either you hang up their washing. You're not doing that, right? You leave it in and you do your washing when they've hung up their washing. You're not doing that. Or you dump it on the fucking floor. That seems to be the typical way to deal with it.
No.
What's
you dry them and wear them. You bring in a new rule.
Yes.
I dry it, I wear it. And then they'll take their fucking washing out of the washing machine.
It's like touch a piece, move a piece in chess. Dry a piece, wear a piece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you want to take it to the extremes, dry a piece, wear a piece, piss on the piece.
It's very rare that wetting yourself is the solution. But in this case it is. Has that helped you out a bit?
Yes, thank you. I learned something today. Thank you.
We've all learned something. Clarky, who have you brought with you this week?
I brought my favourite person, Ellis. Izzy Shutty!
Yes, yes.
So.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing? Listen,
great.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. So, I won't ask you about what you're like to live with. I'll ask you, so the guy you live with, is he sort of reliable or... unreliable. Does he often say he'll do a thing and then, like, right at the last minute, say, I'm not doing that thing, actually?
Well, he'll never say, I'm not doing it. He'll just say, oh, my God, it's 8 o'clock. What am I going to do? And then everyone else has to say...
Has to deal with
I'll
it.
I'll do the thing.
He's Dutch, yeah. Is he?
And a girl.
Oh, my God!
I mean, I tell you what, I was thinking about the washing machines. So I really love putting washes on, and I really hate putting clothes away. And he absolutely loves putting clothes away.
Oh, much made in heaven.
But... what I've realised is it's so that he can listen to his own podcasts.
No. No.
So he takes hours and he takes snacks up and he puts... And I think, what's that noise? He listens to them so loudly.
Him laughing. To
yeah, and he laughs at himself. But yeah, re-listening. Yeah, yeah.
He re-listens to his own... Never get high on your own supply, Al. Never do it.
Oh, my God, I'm on another podcast.
I think if I re-listened to even one episode of this, I would never do another one. Because what's in here is fucking Live Aid. You know what I mean?
Live Aid.
What?
This, by the way, is Tom Parry to a T. A reference from 1985. It's you're singing Deo in your head right now, aren't you?
Constantly.
Well, Tom, we're about to do another episode of Flatshare Slamdown, so you can tune out for a sec, okay? Okay, now we've met our guests. Let's find out who's going to rock the vote as we play round one.
Oh!
Polygon streets of London, polling on the streets of Birmingham, my wonder to myself. Can it not be the same again when the UK puts voting slips down? I wonder to myself. Hopes have risen with Sir Keir, but we all know it's never safe here when it comes down to how they vote in town. 'Cause there's polling on the streets of Carlisle, Taunton, Dundee, Humberside. I dare to dream myself. Burn down the government, never back a Tory, because the policies they constantly make do nothing but fuck us in our lives. Never ever Tory, as the raw sewage spews out on our beach when the UK puts voting slips down. Grenfell, Brexit, Rwanda. Fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories. Fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories. Fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories. Fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories. Fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories. Fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories. Fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories. Fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories. Fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories. Fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories. Fuck the Tories.
I quite like him.
Yeah.
For balance, for balance. For balance.
I tell you what, Morrissey's changed his tune, hasn't he?
He's changed his key.
No, I can't condone that. It's not fair. The tourists are just here to have a nice time. We're in London. Yeah, sure. Sometimes they've got their maps out and a bit confused. But no, come on. I think the more the merrier. I just want to see Buckingham Palace. Have a nice time, lads. Anyway, first round is register to quote. I'm going to give our players a not especially famous quote with a word or words missing. All they have to do is correctly guess the missing word. Where am I getting these quotes from? Well, the very players who are playing the game. That's right. These are things that all of our players have said in the public domain.
How far back have you gone? Have you gone back to a different time?
I'll tell you now, Tom, I consider WhatsApps to be in the public domain.
Instantly started sweating.
Yeah. Okay. So, if you can correctly guess a quote that isn't yours, you get 2 points. If you incorrectly guess a quote that is yours, you lose 2 points. I'll also give bonus points.
Only I'd listen back to those podcasts!
You've shot yourself in the foot here, man.
Is the quote Deo?
Right, it's not Deo. It's blank, the Tories. So we'll start with you, Tom. Yep. Seeing as you're chomping at the bit to get going. Here we go.
To get this out of the way.
To get it out of the way, exactly. Yeah. So we will start with our very own Tom Parry. This is something Tom once said. I won't reveal the source, but it is on public record. What word or words are missing? Okay? 2 points to anyone who gets it right, minus two if Tom gets it wrong. Imagine how dry you'd be. Imagine how dry you'd be if you worked in a blank factory. So Ben, we're going to start with you. I'm going to go along the line. Tom will end on you, okay, as it is your quote. Imagine how dry you'd be if you worked in a blank factory. Ben, you obviously know Tom pretty well. What are you thinking?
Oh, God. Imagine
it has to be a word as opposed to...
Imagine how blank you'd be if you were...
No, not imagine how blank, yeah.
Wait.
Clarkie, if you want to make the game any harder, feel free. It's blank how blank you'd blank if you blanked in a blank factory. No, it's imagine how dry you'd be...
I'm firing blanks!
If you, imagine how dry you'd be if you worked in a blank factory. Clarkie, any clue?
I'm going to go with... Towel?
A towel factory. It's not a bad answer, actually. Imagine how dry you'd be if you worked in a towel factory. Izzy, any advance on towel?
A god factory?
Talk us through your answer.
If you believe that God controls weather...
Wow. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Have you never met Tom?
Yeah.
And you believe that rain is God's wee.
As we all
There's
do.
A lot of ifs here, yeah.
As we all do.
Then, if you worked in a god factory, you'd have some control over whether it rained or not.
And sorry, this factory produces gods.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got towel factory, we've got god factory. Yuriko, what do you think?
Yuriko? I'm feeling confident.
Everything to play for. Imagine how dry you'd be if you worked in a blank factory.
What was the name of the company? The clothes design... Super dry!
Ah! That is a strong answer.
Thank you.
There we go.
Thank you.
A strong answer there. Imagine how dry you'd be if you worked in a super dry factory.
It's pretty good, actually.
It's not bad.
I wish I'd said that.
The wit
of Tom Parry.
That's a bonus point right there.
It's a little Parry Bon Mott.
Parry.
Tempted to go with pictures of Matthew Crosby.
Oh! Oh! You cheeky devil!
Oh, right.
How dare you? How dare you? Ooh. Oh, my God. Queensbury rules, Tom. Queensbury rules. Nothing below my waist.
I'm going to go with talc.
I can reveal the answer, which is from an old episode of Pappy's Bangers and Mash, is imagine how dry you'd be if you worked in a talc factory.
Oh, boy.
Memory.
So that is it's 2 points to Tom, a bonus point to Jericho. Of course, Clarky and Izzy still to score, but that's okay. That's okay.
Nothing for God Factory?
Nothing. I was tempted to take two away, I'm not going to lie. Next up we have Izzy City. What word or words are missing from this emotional quote? I really enjoy examining the delicate process from falling in love to unrequited love to how you can be in a dysfunctional relationship but find small pockets of happiness. And I try to put in things about blank along the way. Any idea? We'll start with Eureka. I'll give you the whole quote again there, Eureka.
Yes, please.
I really enjoy examining the delicate process from falling in love to unrequited love to how you can be in a dysfunctional relationship but find small pockets of happiness. And I try to put in things about blank along the way. Eureka.
Doesn't bode very well for our list, does it? Pockets of
small
happiness.
Pockets of happiness in those pants.
I'm going to go with all my ex-lovers. That, Ellis.
Eureka, what are you thinking?
I was going to say pants, but you just...
I've just said it. Sorry, mate.
Yeah, okay,
sorry.
Okay. Bikini? Okay, it's not funny. okay, it's not about being funny, right?
It's just about what do you think? Again, try and get inside the mind of an Izzy City.
Yeah.
If you want to say bikini... Say bikini.
Okay.
But it's not the right answer.
Follow the Izzy City rule of if you think it, say it immediately. Without thinking about it.
And then reverse engineer an answer that's actually more confusing than the original answer you gave. Why are we mad at Izzy? She's here.
Happiness.
I love that.
Oh, okay.
Love that.
Try to put in things about happiness along the way.
Love that.
Parry, you love a bit of happiness.
Like a good gambler who sticks to the numbers when he's winning, I'm going to go with talc. It's working.
Absolutely right.
Double down.
Yeah.
I'm on a run. I'm on a streak.
It's the week that you don't play that the numbers come up, isn't it?
Exactly.
That's the problem. You've got to do it, man. You've got to go for it. Try to put in things about talc along the way. Good, strong answers.
Doesn't every
there.
Good relationship involve talc at some point?
You know, fella.
This guy knows what.
You know.
Apparently.
Yeah. Once the romance fades, that's where the talc comes into play.
Clarky, what are you thinking?
God?
It's about unrequited love, but also a little bit about God along the way.
It's Fleabag 2, the podcast. Foxes? Sorry.
Fun?
Try to put things about fun along the way. Finally, Izzy City. Have you got
pressure?
Any idea?
Isn't there pressure now?
Yeah.
To remember what you once said.
Mm-hmm. I think it's anoraks.
Ooh.
Ironically, you'd be very dry in an anorak. Have you come up with your answer around late? It's a good answer.
I can tell you now, folks, that Izzy City mused to Elizabeth Day of The Guardian back in March of 2013.
Different time.
It was a different time.
Factor that in, guys. 2013, there was carte blanche.
I really enjoy examining the delicate process from falling in love to unrequited love to how you could be in a dysfunctional relationship but find small pockets of happiness. And I try to put in things about cagoules along the way.
No!
Like, whoa, what? Right. What's this celebration?
Clark is celebrating it like
Hold
it's a win.
Hold on, let us say fucking thing!
Crucially.
How dare you?
I cannot believe believe you tried to celebrate that as a win.
We're not going to allow it.
We're not going to allow it.
Oh my God!
No,
we're not
going to allow it.
No.
Yeah.
Game's done. No.
You are absolutely right to boo those two.
Yeah. Yeah.
For trying to get one over on me. Thank
Imagine.
You. I knew the audience.
Yeah.
I knew the audience would have my back.
Yeah.
Is that minus 2 points, Matthew?
What's up?
Minus 2 points for getting the Roman answer wrong.
Yeah. I'm gonna give it. You know,
oh, it is. Yeah. It is. Yeah.
I'm gonna give it. This is, by the way, this gives me life, this guy. This only makes me stronger.
Fuck the Tories.
No, I'm going to give... You know what? I'm going to be generous what? And only give minus one.
Yeah.
Minus one.
All right.
Sorry, explain the difference.
Explain the difference.
It's
yes,
two different
Matthew,
numbers.
Explain the difference.
That's not bad.
It's two different numbers, right?
That's
surely,
not bad,
surely
actually. The difference is one.
Yeah. I'm sorry you didn't bring your fucking abacus, mate.
What if this is Cats Does Countdown, starring Ellis James at the Royal Albert Hall?
So yes, that is obviously just there's no points there.
No,
but a sweet minus one. to Ben and Izzy there.
Game's gone.
Okay,
you'll regret this.
On to Eureka. Now, Eureka, you once said I went backpacking. I went backpacking. Tom's delighted. Oh. I went backpacking.
Backpack, rucksack. No. I guess it doesn't matter. Words don't matter. I guess.
I went tote bagging.
A bag.
Yeah. I went backpacking, and towards the end of my trip, I got blank all over my legs.
Whoa, whoa! Calm down, fella. 2023.
Okay, blank all over my legs.
Are we allowed to ask? Like, can we say, do you remember what this? Do you
wait?
Hold on.
No.
Okay.
Tom, no.
Okay.
Minus one point. You're not allowed to say, do you remember, unless you're going to sing September. In which case, fill your boots.
Okay.
Or your galoshes.
Explain the difference. Explain the difference.
Just differently. Wade as well, he's... So, we're going to start. We're
going to have the... Can you start again? The whole round.
The whole round again, yes. You want to get that 1 point back? I can tell you now. Yeah. I went backpacking, and towards the end of my trip, I got blank all over my legs. Tom, we'll start with you.
I'm going to go with...
we're all hoping.
Leeches.
Leeches.
Wading
all over.
Through the swamps of...
Somewhere swampy.
Budapest.
Budapest.
Somewhere.
Can't remember that in the song.
Yeah. Okay.
I got a leech.
It's an underrated skill, the old George Ezra impression. It really is.
Yeah. Really thought in my head. I thought it was going to come out.
It's good.
No.
Really good, though.
Yeah, it turns out he is talented.
Yeah. Ben, what do you reckon?
Mm.
Trip, backpacking.
Well, I can't believe this has been left open to me. Of course I've got to go for talc.
Yeah. At the end of the trip.
She's a tricky mistress, talc. She rides you till she drops you. Talc, be a lady tonight. Talc, be a lady tonight.
You're right, mate.
It's good. Yeah.
Guys and dolls.
Oh, yeah. We don't
recommend it.
I don't
Johnson
think...
and Johnson.
Yes. Okay. So we've got... Well, wait. What?
We're Johnson and Johnson. Sorry, go on.
Tom, you literally have to let everyone else play the game, mate. I'm so sorry.
This is a good round.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was.
We're having fun. Yeah. We're having fun.
Go on.
Sunburn.
Got sunburn all over my legs.
No. Oh. When you hear it.
Yeah, makes sense, doesn't it?
Summer in Budapest.
Yes. If it's heat rash, I'm going to fucking flip this table.
What, you think they're the same?
Is he?
Mosquito bites.
Mosquito bites.
Mm. And who created the mosquitoes? But the big man upstairs.
Yeah. And who created him? The factory workers. Eureka, do you remember this? The big question Tom was always wanting to ask. Do you remember this?
Crucially.
Yes.
And well, what was everything. It you got all over your legs?
Bed bugs.
So your quote comes from an interview you did with the British Comedy Guide in May of 2020.
Headline, my trip to Budapest.
Cy Hawkins asked you...
Oh, no, I'm going to Budapest.
Is that Bane? You forget Bane did a George Ezra Covers album, didn't he?
Oh, Budapest.
His version of Shotgun is far more menacing.
Oh, I've got a shotgun.
So, yeah. Cy Hawkins asked you, ever been, had a really disastrous holiday? And you replied, I went backpacking, and towards the end of my trip, I got bed bug bites all over my legs. Now.
Minus 10.
This is minus 10. This is. Right, firstly, less of the physical aggression. Izzy was really pushing me there.
Also.
And I'm a small man sat on a very high stool, okay? I could have shattered my pelvis.
Can you just give time for Eureka to finish her answer, by the way? You interrupted her. She said bed bug.
Bitings.
Yeah, sure. We were about bed bug bitings, of course, yes. Yes. it's a tricky one here because I would say bed bugs is in the answer. If she'd said, like, red anoraks.
The stunt display team, of course, of the bedbug world.
If you can't afford the arrows, you've got to get the anoraks.
The red anoraks are great. They'll come along in their bikes, they'll cycle down your street. They're great. Really good. Fair play.
As an olive branch, I'm not going to give you any points.
I respect that.
I respect that as well. You know what? I respect myself. I respect myself, and crucially, that's the main thing.
I don't respect you, but I respect that.
Oh, yeah, you respect that.
That.
You respect my actions.
Tense. It's made it tense. Look, the audience are on.
Yeah.
They all are
really, really tense right here. Do I give any bonus points? That's the big question. Let's remind ourselves of the answers. Tom?
I said bed bug bites.
Yes. It's what I've got here, Tom.
Oh. Can't argue with it.
It's unbelievable. 2 points.
Can't argue. Thank you. I respect
Clarky,
that.
What did you say?
Yeah, weirdly, I'm sticking with sunburn. It's right there for me.
Heat rash.
You mean heat rash?
Heat rash. Heat rash.
And
underneath the hot sun.
Mosquito bites.
Do you know what?
As George Ezra,
bites?
Not at all.
It's got. I'm going to give you a point. Give you 1 point. Give you 1 point for mosquito bites. Finally, the final quote comes from the chatty one from Pappy's. It's Clarky. What word is missing from this classic Ben Mott? How about a pillow with three sides? So you can blank during the night. I can tell you now, this is a phrase. It's not one word. It's a few words.
Okay.
It's a phrase. Okay. So, Izzy, we'll start with you.
Oh, my God.
How about a pillow with three sides so you can blank during the night? What do you think that might be?
Okay, well, what use would three sides be as opposed to four? Two, as opposed to two. I mean, it would mean you can sleep on the point of the triangle.
Oh, yeah. The so dream.
Well, I mean, precisely, why would it be a good thing? Okay, so you can... a pillow with three sides, so you can balance on the point during the night? What did you say?
I mean, it does sound like me. Can we hear that as George Ezra?
So a pillow with three sides so you can balance on the point.
During the night.
Yes, yes. During the night. I give you no points for words for the actual quote that I've given you already. No extra points there. Yuriko, how about a pillow with three sides so you can blank during the night? What are you thinking? You've helpfully drawn yourself a triangle.
True. Yeah.
Would you want to be balancing on that point? During the night?
Point.
You could point, okay.
On top of...
You could point on top of the points.
Top of the points.
Top of the points to you as well.
Also, while we're here, minus 2 points.
So, yeah, sorry. Can you just repeat that, please? So you can point to the top of the points.
Points, yes. Period. Yes.
So you can point to the top of the points, period, and then during the night.
Yeah.
I didn't ask for punctuation, but if you want to stick a full stop in there midway through, I'm not going to hold it against you. So we've got, you could balance on top of the points, which I think we all thought was going to be the worst answer of the round. Not wanting to be outdone, Eureka came up with point to the top of the points. Then a full stop. And then during the night, which also ends with a full stop as well. So no real subject verb object in that final sentence, but let's not worry too much about that now. Tom. Tom. If you'd shown me the picture of the triangle, it would have been a better answer. But this is how we play, guys. This is how we play. You're seeing a great round of registered to quote here. This is how we play. Tom, would you like the quote again? Because it feels like we've sailed slightly further away from it than I intended. How about a pillow with three sides so you can blank? Currently at that stage, no full stop. Blank during the night.
So I've got. So you can make a point whilst you point to the point.
So you can make. So you can make a point while you point. You can make a point while you point at the point. Yeah. I can say now, you really have captured the essence of Clarkey.
I've got two answers in front of me.
Okay, pick your fave, but you can talk us through the one you're rejecting.
I'm rejecting stick your dick in it.
Sure. We of course remember Clarkey has a Toblerone dick.
My second one is
born with a Toblerone.
The second one's dream about a Toblerone.
Oh. Dream about a Toblerone. Okay.
Yeah.
A strong answer so far. But Clarkey, the author. Dream about a Toblerone. The author of the quote, Clarkey, Ben Clark. How about a pillow with three sides so you can blank during the night?
Well, I can reveal it's already been said.
Of course it fucking hasn't. That is how you play.
That's how we play.
A bonus point to Clarky for that. A bonus point to Clarky.
It's a
but
it's
unfortunately, a the audience loses 2 points.
I can't remember. I can't remember, but I reckon it's so you can always flip it to have a cold side.
Got to be. It's got to be, says an audience member. Well, folks, I can put you all out of your misery. Clarky took to Twitter, as it was at the time.
Oh. It was a tweet.
Oh, no.
Don't give the stats. I know what this is.
Listen, no one gets a great views to like ratio anymore now. But no, he took to Twitter at 12:44 p.m. when we're all thinking about pillows. Middle of the afternoon.
Just woken up.
On the July the 16th, 2022.
A different time.
It was a different time, folks.
Yes.
You've got to remember it was a different time.
It was a different time. It was just over a year ago.
Different back then. It was carte blanche.
It was the pre-X days, yeah.
It was pre-X.
He was on Twitter, and he fired out his idea for the pillow of the future. How about a pillow with three sides so you can flip it three times during the night? Get that sucker on Dragon's Den. Do you know what? I'm gonna give you the 2 points there, Clarky. I'm going to give you the 2 points. So, I'm going to tell you now, you don't need to know this, but no bonus points. At the end of that round, producer Gwyn, leaving out no words, what are the points that we're going to point at when you when you make your point by telling us the points?
Ben and Izzy have 3 points, and Tom and Eureka have 2.
Oh! Well, it was a long way to go for a short Toblerone, wasn't it? So, of course, Ben and Izzy are in the lead, but that doesn't mean they're voting vote face. A minute is a long time in politics, and we're going to have a bunch of them strung together in the form of a break, so there's still everything to play for when we return in part two. See you in a bit! Oh!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back to Flatshare Slamdown.
Oh, where else would you rather be?
Before the such an odd man. Before the break, Ben and Izzy were in the lead. That hasn't changed, nor has my hunger for democracy. It's vital that we vote. We cannot have a Trump-style situation in the UK. He won that 2020 election fair and square. Still my president. Let's go, Brandon. Anyway. On with the show. It's time for round two. Let's play some flat games.
Let's play together.
Games.
Let's play forever. Roll the dice. Spin that thing. Put that there. Do as you're told. Games. If you lose, you get nothing. Games. If you win, you get gold.
Rather be
gold,
Live Aid
gold,
gold.
You always do. You confuse. Right, Freddie Mercury didn't
like
come out. No, he didn't do that.
Wanna go home.
People forget Harry Belafonte was also at Live Aid as well.
Oh, man, what a guy!
Jump in the line. Anyway, I'm glad you're in a singing mood, Tom, because this week we're playing our version of Battleships, which we're calling Beetleships. I'm going to ask each team to list as many things as they can from a particular category, and they'll be doing that to the tune of a song by those lovable mop tops who are currently tearing up the hit parade. The Beatles. A point for every item they can list, and a huge 10 points
what?
Up for grabs for performance.
Oh.
Sorry, Tom.
Always.
Really give it some goo goo tube, please, today. First up, it's Ben.
Hello.
Hello, mate. So, your song is I Wanna Hold Your Hand.
Lovely.
By Dale. By the Beatles.
Oh.
And your category is things you can hold in your hand.
Are we allowed to challenge? We can't challenge.
Not,
well, can we save our challenges for later?
You're going to anyway, Tom. I mean, you sort of ask, can we steal? Can we challenge? You just do it anyway, every time. It's been 12 years, man. Yes.
No.
Afterwards, you can.
12?
Oh, come on. yes, you will be able to challenge.
Thank God.
Things that you don't think Clarkie is able to hold in his hand. Clarkie's currently holding a massive pint in his hand. Bit of Dutch courage. Good stuff. Right, so, Clarkie, the song is I Wanna Hold Your Hand by Lovely. The Beatles. Your category is things you can hold in your hand. DJ Quinn.
A.K.A. stuff I can see on the table in front of me.
Very much so.
Cool, cool, cool.
At least you can prove it. Yeah, Izzy's giving you another pen. I don't know if we can accept pen
I'm on
and
my
another
fourth
pen. You're on your 15th pint though, aren't you? DJ Gwynn, spin that Merseybeat sound.
Yeah, I'm holding a pen. And look at this cup of gods. And yes, it's a glass. Different from a cup. I wanna hold some phones. Look at my fingers, they are clutching crisps.
I mean, I tell you, the wonderful thing about that, the wonderful thing about that final answer is crucially, he didn't say how many crisps. It could have been thousands.
Challenge. Okay. You can't hold 1,000 crisps in your hand.
Oh dear.
Okay.
I fucked it.
Clarkie. Hey. Oh no. Hey. I mean, yes, but no. Clarkie, no. You listen, I think, well,
was I playing that right?
Yeah.
You didn't feel right.
You're playing it beautifully, Ben. You're playing
Thank
it beautifully.
You. Thank you so much.
So I'll start with performance points, and then we'll sort of pick through the list.
Okay, great.
So there's a lot of brio there. Not the pens, but there was a lot of he did a lot of vim and excitement and get up and go.
Thank
and
you.
It yeah. really it was very much redolent of the. Of the Cavern Club back in the 60s,
yeah.
Certainly the amount of sweat. that really felt like someone who'd been doing speed all night. So I'm going to give you
7 out of 10.
7 out of 10. Now, Gwyn, were
it's
you...
It's bullshit and we know it.
Were you... Well, let's find out how many crisps. Were you keeping score there, Gwyn? Talk us through how many items he got.
So I counted 6 items, including the crisps.
We
as one item.
Crisps as one item.
Crisps as one item.
We must. We simply
I've
must.
Got, I've got to ask you, Clarkie, how many crisps were you holding?
Oh, fair enough, actually.
Mm.
Weirdly,
yeah.
There's only 5.
If I'm honest, then you've got to be honest.
You've got to be honest. I think 5's about right.
Because I've got my fingers around, you know, like they weren't clenched around it.
And they're whole.
They're whole crisps. Yeah, exactly. I guess the question is, if you clench very hard, are you actually holding crumbs then? And how many crumbs were there, do you think? Yeah.
No, he didn't say crumbs, did he?
He didn't say crumbs, no.
No.
No,
sadly, I wish there were more, but there were no crumbs.
No crumbs, no crumbs. You know
I have
what
to
I like?
Be honest.
So we're talking, that's going to be 11 points, 18 points in total. Lovely work there from Ben.
Thank you.
Next up, it's Yuriko. Now, your song is Day Tripper by The Beatles. And your category is things you might do on a day out.
The fear of singing in public. So can I do it poetically?
Yeah. You could do it yeah. Do you know what? Absolutely, yeah. If you'd like to do more of a sort of
Do you want them to leave?
William Shatner. Would that help?
Because they want to.
You're going to do more of a sort of speaky, singy kind
yeah.
of...
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
We could get them all to look away if you want.
Okay, here we go. DJ Gwynn. Thank you, mate. And DJ Gwynn will count you in.
I go to a museum. I go to pubs. I go to the River Thames. And I cry with joy, with sunshine. And depression. No, no depression. No, rain. It's just rain on my face. And I go to pub again.
Yes. It's very, very much the song they wish they'd written, I believe. It's not depression, it's just rain. I go to the pub again. It's a gorgeous couplet, right? Worthy of Lennon and McCartney. We'll go through the list then. Gwyn, do you have a...
Beautiful. We went to the River Thames.
Yes, that's right.
The pub twice.
Yeah.
Cried with joy.
Yeah.
And then there was something else.
And a museum.
And a museum. So six.
Six fantastic points.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. It's too nice, too kind. Thank you so much.
And performance. What am I going to give you for performance?
Oh.
Well, I loved it. So I've got to go with my heart, and I'm going to give you 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm drinking double vodka now. Thank you.
Okay, right. Well, Izzy, it's over to you now. I'd like you to favour us with a version of Yellow Submarine by The Beatles.
Okay.
And your category...
The old sea captain's in. Firm favourite.
So it's Yellow Submarine by The Beatles. Your category is Yellow Things. DJ Gwynn, My Life. Let's hear the song.
One. In the town, custard. There is straw, there are chicks, there is lots of custard creams, there is custard made into shapes, and there are hundreds of shapes. We all live in a yellow universe, a yellow universe, a yellow universe.
We all live a yellow universe, a yellow universe.
And there's lemon sorbet, and there's something in a jar made of lemons, and there are yellow pancakes, even though you think they might be beige.
We all live in a yellow universe, a yellow universe, a yellow universe. We all live in a yellow universe, a yellow universe, a yellow universe.
There are bananas. There are also banana sweets. bullets. There is Boris Johnson's hair. Much as we try to forget it,
we all live in a yellow universe. A yellow universe. A yellow universe. We all live in a yellow universe.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Tom. Yeah. Can you fuck up your own song, please?
Stars. Teeth.
Yes. Yes.
Old typewriter paper. Dinosaurs. Chips. Fun chips. Sponges.
Sponges.
One, two, three.
Mustard.
Go. We all live in a yellow universe. A yellow universe. A yellow universe. We all live in a yellow universe. A yellow universe. A yellow universe.
There's nothing in the rules that says you can't do the whole song. You've got a couple of quitters here in Eureka and Clarkie. Unwilling to go the distance. Now, I enjoyed the hell out of that, even if you did leave out my favourite minions. But...
or as you call them, Tom and Ben.
But this is going to be exciting now. How many items... If you're also counting people chipping in with chips.
If we're counting chips and we're counting the yellow universe,
yep.
Then there's 19.
19! I've got to ask you, how many chips were there?
There was chips, fun chips.
Not with sponges.
Actually, he was saying sponges.
I don't think we counted fun chips for some reason.
Only five. Five fun chips.
Only five fun chips.
Bananas was a chip in. Stars.
Stars, yeah. I mean, you know what? The audience is going to get 5 points as well then, which goes 5 points for you. 5 points for the audience there. But what are we going to give you for performance, Izzy? Well, I've never seen a room get on board with the song more. It's got to be 10 out of 10.
Peace and love.
Peace and love, guys.
Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Peace and love. Peace and love. Peace and love, guys.
Izzy would just like to say, as of... this week, she will no longer be listing any more yellow things, okay? You can ask her to, but they'll be tossed. So, Parry, we're gonna end with you. We're going to end strong. I'd like you to sing us to the tune of Get Back by the Beatles, a list of things from the past.
Just a list of things you used to be able to say, I imagine.
It was a different time. It was a different time.
Get back.
So, Gwyn, why don't we come together one final time and hear some beautiful Beatles-style music. Tom.
Loads and loads of days and loads of hours. Loads and loads of minutes too. Loads and loads of mornings, loads and loads of lunchtimes, loads and loads of doing a poo. The past, the past, it's all stuff that I used to do. The past, I may have had a wank or two.
Beautiful stuff.
Just if you're counting, by the way, wanks, five.
I thought you said a wank or two.
Five. It's a wank or two, yeah, I'm afraid. But you did Obviously, you said loads and loads of minutes and loads and loads of hours. Yeah. Do you want to put us out of our misery and tell us how many hours, minutes? Five. So in the past, there were five. There were 5 minutes.
Well, at least five. Yeah.
5 minutes. Five
at
hours.
At least.
5 days.
At least. Wait.
5 seconds.
At least, buddy.
You didn't do seconds.
They're racking up. They're racking. You didn't do seconds.
I don't think so.
We came back for seconds. He didn't do seconds. Let that be struck
I've
the
got the list of things he did do, if you'd like it.
Oh, yeah, go. What do you do?
Days, hours, minutes, mornings, lunchtimes, poos, and wanks.
Title of my autobiography, yes. Baby! And also the entire contents of my autobiography.
Beautiful.
It's great to finally meet Simon Sharma. So, well, what has... of course, I've got to give you points for performance.
I'm afraid.
I almost forgot that. Points for performance, well, it was strong.
We're in a post-Yellow Universe.
Yeah,
world,
this is it. It was strong, but also in many ways it was weak.
Yeah. Many weeks, 5 weeks. At least five.
I'm going to give you 9 out of 10. 9 out of 10 points.
How many points for Tom? Yeah. How many points for Tom?
How many points for Tom in total?
In terms of how many things did he actually do?
I thought that was your job.
I know. Is everything times five?
I'm losing my mind.
Is everything times
cheeky
five?
Cheeky fucker. He gets on the way and goes, at the end of that score, at the end of that round, Matthew, what are the scores? Won't? Jesus Christ.
Suddenly he's hosting the show.
The tables have turned. Whipped out from underneath me there.
Come over here and press play.
Quinn, was I supposed to be keeping score as well as you?
No, but it was just confusing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was, to be fair.
Give it again, there were a bunch of major days, a bunch of minutes. What do you think?
I've given him 35.
Yeah, boy.
All right, fair enough. Yeah.
They want more.
Hang on. Can I just say something?
Yeah.
Basically, what he described was time, which is one thing.
Says the person who measure everything in banks.
Says the person who said... the universe. So you basically said, oh, I'm going to list a bunch of things, but within that I'm going to put them all in the universe, and you made that your chorus.
Or God Factory, if you will.
Or God.
Depending on your belief.
So are you trying to say that you should both have 1 point each for your round?
I'm going to say I don't really care.
No.
Very happy to take
eight. Here's the thing, it doesn't really matter. Gwyn, what has that done to the scores at the end of that round? And remember, guys, in the end, the points you make is equal to the points you take.
Or the points that you point when you're sitting on the points. Full stop.
Gwyn. And in fact, go on, play a bit of Get Back and sing us the points. We may as well. This is no kind of a show.
Ask George Ezra, please. Not at all.
Tom and Eurico have 61 points. Ben and Izzy have 44.
I tell you what, that...
He's not happy. can't wait to win it all back in the next round. That's worth
one point. Well, there's almost nothing to play for. It's Beef Brothers!
Well, if you've got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers sorting out your beef.
Yes, indeed, it's the Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panellists to sort out a flatshare-based beef. And today's one comes from Fiona. Fiona, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, Fiona. How are you doing? That good, eh? Fiona writes, My boyfriend gives our dog sips of his coffee.
Whoa.
And now no mug is safe. and she helps herself to drinks and begs for frothy milk. Ben and Izzy, you are on Fiona's side. Tom and Yuriko, you are on the side of the boyfriend and, I guess, the dog. But before all of that, let's have a cross-examination. A few questions for you, Fiona. Sure. They're not going to be as tricky as how you're doing. I realise I went in too hard too soon on that first one.
At least start with what's your favourite biscuit.
Exactly, yeah, surely. Is your boyfriend here?
No.
Does he have a name?
Greg.
Greg.
And is your dog here?
No, sadly not.
Does your dog have a name?
She does.
She? Very modern.
Get back!
What's this dog-ess's name? Sorry, what's the dog called, please?
Sorry, she's called Anya. Anya.
Anya. Lovely names. We've got Fiona, we've got Greg, we've got Anya. Anyone got any questions for Fiona about...
When you first read that out, you said, my boyfriend gives our dog coffee and no mug is safe. I thought you meant people. Yeah.
Like, Fiona's not Danny Dyer.
We give our dog coffee, no mug safe. It goes fucking psycho. It's an XL American bully on the Java. It fucking goes for the throat. I'm Fiona. This is Dangerous Dogs on Java. She's a girl.
Any questions for Fiona? Now she's here.
How many mugs have you got, Fiona?
Probably about seven.
Seven mugs? I've never heard anything more mental in my life. I know, five crisps.
Okay, beef solved.
Buy more mugs. Remember, Ben, you are on Fiona's side.
Yeah, so yeah,
just be a little nicer to her. Yuriko, Tom, do you have any questions for Fiona?
Oh yeah.
Nope.
Nope.
How does Anya react to the coffee?
Well, she. If my boyfriend's making the coffee in the kitchen, which is another room in the morning, she...
Wait.
Sorry. Just to clarify, the kitchen is another room.
No, it's another... Tom, it's only...
Only in the morning.
It's only another room in the morning. When you plunge down the cafeteria, the entire room turns around and it's Fat Slam Speakeasy.
As far as the dog's concerned, it is.
So talk us through this ever-changing room.
No, she'll be in a different room and she will run because she can hear, like, the milk frother.
Oh, I see,
or, like,
right,
she knows
okay.
the sounds of the routine and then...
It's Pavlov's froth.
Yeah, exactly.
You can clap. What breed of dog is it?
She's a whippet.
Oh, that's what I say about the cream on top of my.
No, coffee. Tom, should have said it. Should have fucking said it, man. That was terrible.
It makes it look so easy.
I tell you what, though, that's what they should have said about the cream on top of the.
That's how it's done.
That's weird because I would have thought she was a Kappa chinchilla.
Chinchilla's not a dog.
Isn't it?
No. What? You think of a Kappa chihuahua?
Oh, yeah.
We all live in a yellow universe.
chinchilla.
They're like sort of little kind of a little rodents. They're sort that sort of bury themselves in the dust.
This is better than off menu, isn't it?
Come on. So I think I think we've heard enough there from weirdly, I normally say I think we've heard enough from Fiona, but I think we've heard enough from our panellists this time round. Fiona, it's nothing to do with you. You've been brilliant. Okay, so Izzy, remember, you're on Fiona's side. You've got a minute to begin your case. Your minute starts now.
Okay. Dogs are disgusting. Dogs carry germs and are dangerous to humans. Yeah?
Absolutely. This is kind of your bit on your own, but I'll definitely agree. I'll be your hype man.
Or your hype chinchilla.
Or as I call him, Chinchilla Ice.
Chinchilla Ice, copy the mic.
Okay.
You've got 20 seconds left anyway, sorry.
If you drink from a mug that a dog's drunk from, you'll get a disease and might die.
Yeah.
So it's important for the dog to have its own mug and it only ever drinks from that mug.
You've got 4 seconds left, yeah. Great. A beautiful opening case for the prosecution there. Eureko, your opening case of the defence, you are on Greg and the dog side, Greg and Anya's side. You've got a minute and it begins now.
So being as a dog, it's really hard to have a day without coffee. You don't understand. They have to go to walk. They have to be upbeat all the time. And performing as if, you know, they're loving their family constantly. So I think they deserve a little bit, you know, steamed milk on top. What do you think?
I love it. Fantastic. It's always great to hear the classic legal phrase, what do you think? If the gloves don't fit, you must acquit. What do you think? Fiona, you've heard two very compelling arguments from both sides there. How do you think it's going so far?
I'm sort of leaning towards that she does have quite a busy day.
This is how strong your argument was, Eureko. You've turned Fiona against herself.
She's got so much to do. She's got to go to the pub. She's got to go to the Thames. She's got to go to the pub.
So, Clarky, it's over to you. Absolutely. Now, you've got 1 minute. Remember, you're on Fiona's side. You've got 1 minute, even though Fiona's not on her side anymore. Your minute begins now.
I think the problem you've got here, Fiona, is that your dog wants to be a person. And what you need to do is accept that and then show them just, you know, the realities of it. Give them their own mug. Tell them to get a job. Explain Brexit to them. Show them Twitter. And before you know it, they'll be a fucking dog again. I'm telling you now. And that's...
I sent a what do you think around the corner. I sent an early what do you think for Clarky.
What do you think? Yeah!
Strong work from Clarky there, but Parry, are you going to be concluding the case for the defence as yourself?
No, I'm going to do it in the style of a Deep South defence lawyer from a John Grisham novel.
Oh,
Mr. Fanshawe Stanley.
Fanshawe Standen, presiding and providing. Your minute, should you need it, begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, Mr. Standen here, providing and presiding, and that's my guarantee. You read it on my business cards. I'll get round to printing more one day, but as it stands, just pass it around. A lot of them there lawyers there from the big city there talking about their fancy ways. Hell, one of them came in today on high heel shoes. And he looked mighty fine. Listening to them there story there, Fiona over there now, she trying to find it peculiar that we share a drink with that animal there.
Can someone call an ambulance?
What we have here, ladies and gentlemen, is an open and closed case of what they think and what we think. Hell, I don't even have to tell you about the time I split a case of bourbon with a goat. Most of y'all were there to remember it, because I sure as hell don't. Let alone the goat. Spiciest jambalaya we ever did taste. Your defense rests your honor.
Fanshawe standing there, presiding and providing. Now, obviously, I cannot... Very strong work there. Cannot make the decision myself, as I'm currently suing Ellis James for breach of contract. So instead... Instead, I call upon our live Phoenix audience. If you think Fiona and therefore Ben and Izzy are in the right, I would like you to applaud now.
Yeah. Well, now it's unattainable.
Yeah. A small but vocal group there. But if you think Eureka and Fanshawe made the best case, please applaud now. There you have it, folks. There you have it. Big thanks to Fiona. How do you feel about the result?
I'll allow it.
She's going to allow it! Now, the poet Barlow Owen Donald and Orange once memorably wrote, "My heart is numb, has no feeling. So while I'm still healing, just try yai. And have a little patience. Words I keep in the front of my mind whenever I say these words. It's time for the quickfire round jingle!
This is the quickfire round. It's the round that goes really quickly. Which is why it's always so amusing that it has a long introduction.
Funny.
It has a long introduction when the round is really short. This introduction, I guess it is quite long. But not as long as 13 years of Tory rule. That's been too long. And it's got to end this year, which is why I always say, fuck the Tories. Fuck the Tories. Fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories.
Fuck the Tories.
Fuck the Tories. Fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories.
Fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories. Fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories.
Fuck the Tories.
And fuck the Tories. Fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories. Fuck, fuck the Tories. Fuck, 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 fuck the Tories. Oh, fuck the Tories. Fuck the Tories. Fuck the Tories. Fuck the Tories.
Fuck the Tories. Fuck the
Tories. Fuck the fucking Tories. Fuck the Tories. And fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories.
Fuck the Tories.
Fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories. Fuck the Tories.
Fuck the Tories.
And fuck the Tories. Fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories. It's 2024. Let's get them out. Let's get on with the quick fire round. But fuck the Tories.
Fuck them.
And fuck the Tories. Fuck the Tories. Fuck the Tories. Fuck the Tories.
Remember, guys, vote Lib Dem.
I love your new catchphrase, by the way. It's 2024, let's get them out. It's incredibly versatile, isn't it?
It's going to be a different time.
Yes, this is the quickfire round, and as our show is all about registering to vote, I'm going to ask a series of questions, and I'd like our panellists to spoil their ballots by leaving the X out of their answer. So if I was to ask, what was the Daleks catchphrase, you'd say, terminate, terminate. Or if I asked you to name a raunchy Salt and Pepper song, you might say, let's talk about Sarah, baby. Instead of buzzers, I'd like you to shout out your first names. Ben and Izzy, let's hear yours.
Ben.
Izzy.
Tom and Yuriko.
Tom.
Yuriko.
Off we go. Who is the host of the TV show Pointless?
Ben.
Ben.
Alexander Armstrong?
Tom.
Okay, yeah, leaving out the X out of the...
Tom.
Tom.
Aleander Armstrong.
Yes, I would have accepted Ander Armstrong as well. Yep, fine. What is the device used for photographing broken bones?
Tom.
Ben. Tom.
Ray.
Is correct. Name the TV singing competition hosted by Dermot O'Leary and featuring Simon Cowell and...
Ben.
I think Ben was just there first.
Factor.
Is correct.
What no factor.
The factor, if you want, yeah, yeah. I'm going to accept factor.
Well, you say Cagoule, I say Anorakis.
What is the name of the animation studio responsible for Toy Story?
Tom.
Tom.
Pyar.
Which musical instrument from the percussion family features wooden bars?
Ben. Izzy.
I'm going to give Izzy a chance because she hasn't had one yet.
Ilophone.
Do you? Oh. It is the ilophone. Name the demographic born between 1965
Ben.
And, yes.
Jen.
Yes, you're right, yeah. In Star Wars, what was the name of the starfighters whose...
Tom. Ben.
Tom.
Wing.
Is correct. Name the 1991 hit for Right Said Fred, written as a satire...
Tom.
Yes. Go on, Tom.
I'm too sane.
Is correct. Wolverine, Storm, Jean Grey and Beast are all members of which comic book team?
Ben.
Ben.
Is correct.
Which British singer, real name Charlotte Aitchison, wrote and performed the song Speed Drive from the movie Barbie? Anyone in the audience want to get it? Charlie C is correct, yes.
Oh,
yeah. What was the 1992 Spike Lee film in which Denzel Washington portrayed the controversial black activist?
Ben.
Ben.
Malcolm.
Yes.
Good guy, Al Malcolm.
And finally, what is the new name for Twitter.com?
Izzy.
Izzy. Is correct. That is the end of the round and the end of the game. So before we find out the final scores, if Gwyn's been keeping them. Fucking Holiday Harry over there. Yeah, clock off early on this one. He's actually off to an ashtray party at the Royal Albert Hall, aren't you? Don't want to be late. Izzy and Eureka, anything to plug? Izzy.
I thought you were going to say anything to add, like...
Any other business?
Tonight... Yeah. Tonight has been one of the best nights of my life. Oh, that's...
No, it's great when Ellis isn't here, isn't it?
I'm not going to plug anything just because I'm really happy to... No, actually, buy my novel. it's called Jane is Trying.
Jane is Trying. And Eureka, anything to plug?
No. Follow me, please. Any socials? Any socials? It's important, isn't it?
No.
Or <Yeah. laughs>
Well, thanks to all of you for watching. As always, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare. Like, subscribe, rate and review our podcast, or recommend the podcast to all of your friends.
And also off menus on tour.
Oh, right? Guys.
They're doing live shows and they book their guests with 1 week to go.
And it's never us. Yeah.
They make them an offer. They could refuse, but they don't.
So, producer Gwyn, let's hear. I'm just going to check. You've got them, right?
Yeah. Oh, I've got them.
Yeah. Let's hear. At the end of this show, the one that we're doing right now. Yeah, producer Gwyn, let's hear the final scores.
It's a landslide, you'll be pleased to hear.
4 more years. 4 more years.
Ben and Izzy have 50, but Tom and Eureka have 67.
Oh! So,
you did it.
Ben and Izzy are registering to vote whilst Tom and Eureka are becoming a live peer. Yes, what the Blackpool to stand in the sea till we die. Thanks to our guests, Izzy Sooty and Eureka Kitani. Yeah. We've been Pappy. See you next time on Flatshare Slamdown. Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown featured Matthew Crosby, Ben Clark and Tom Barrett, special guest Eureka Kitani and Izzy Sooty. It was devised by Pappy's and Ben Walker. Technical expertise was by Emma Corsham and Quinn Lee Savis. Cheers, everyone. Bye. Fuck the Tories.
Fuck the Tories. Fuck the Tories.
So there you go. That was the ep that was. A fine ep two.
A fine ep two. Yes, indeed. Now, folks, as you know, Christmas is approaching. It's fast approaching. I guess as soon as basically...
Even faster this year.
So fast. It's going to be over before you even realise it. As soon as Bonfire Night's over, basically it becomes the run-up to the Christmas season. So why not... treat yourself to a lovely Christmas present of a Patreon subscription to this very podcast. You get loads of bonus audio from this Flatshare Slamdown and all our Flatshare Slamdowns, bonus beefs with all of our guests, plus you get the wonderful treat of being part of our community and listening to Flatshare Pop Round every week, where we answer emails, we chat with listeners. Sometimes we even have listeners on the Zoom. But to find out how that happens, you'll have to sign up at patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare.
I'll tell you why this is the perfect gift. Because Christmas comes around.
It does.
And
fast.
Our houses are full of really things. Good, there's too many. We all know everyone's got too many things.
Yeah.
You don't need more things. And you're at this time of year where your folks or your family are going to be getting in touch going, is there anything I can get you for Christmas? And you're going to go, oh, I don't know really. Not really. If I need something, I just order it. You know, you're going to be struggling to ask people what to get you. This is that gift. This is that gift that you wouldn't necessarily splash out for on yourself. And you can say, you know, it's a reasonable gift to ask for. It's not a thing. It's going to give you a year's worth of good times. It's the perfect reply for when your mom sends that text, what can I get you for Christmas this year?
That's so true.
Yes, you're going to have to help her navigate the purchasing system. They're not going to understand it. But it's better, you know, than telling you you've adopted a goat. And I know adopting a goat's going to do better for the world, but you're not going to hear from that goat every Thursday. That goat's not chucking out any bonus eps.
Well, I consider us the goat of podcasting. So adopt us.
Oh, I like it.
Adopt these three.
You're not alone.
Adopt these three Billy Goats Gruff and give us a nice Christmas. But no, it really is for just £4 a month. You can get a whole host. I think we're knocking on for nearly 300 bonus episodes, you know, and it really is. It's a wonderful thing. So patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare.
So there it is. Today's episode was produced by Emma Corsham.
Corsham team.
Cheers, everyone.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.